Okay, over here we have the Pasuk Chaf. Pasuk Chaf says, "Einichem in your eyes, al tochis al kleichem ki tov kol eretz mitzrayim lochemu." Your eyes should not have any rachmanis upon your utensils, because the best of eretz mitzrayim is for you. In other words, abandon. It's a pelvic thing. Abandon all your shmatis. Don't bring your shmatis down to Egypt. What about their property? What about their land? It's not so clear. Don't have rachmanis. Now, no, it's interesting that who said this? Yosef said this. Yosef remembered, certainly, about his father, Yaakov. Yaakov, he went back on the Pachim Kitanim. And because he went back on the Pachim Kitanim, what happened? There was the Vayigayay Kafirecha, Giranasha. So certainly, this L'chayra, this pasuk is a reference to that. He's telling, I don't want another mice here with the Gid Hanoshe. Don't come back here to Egypt with a mice that you forgot your Pachim Titanim and you went back in the middle of the night and you had a big wrestling match with the Sidna Shalesov, and now you have a Naya Gid Hanoshe. You know, the Gid Hanoshe is only on the right side of the animal. On the right side of the animal. You're going to come back now with a Gid Hanoshe on the left side of the animal. I'm not looking over here for a repeat of that story. L'chorah, that's what it means over here. I'm going to give you the best. I'm going to replace everything for you. I'm going to give you new utensils. So what would you say? You would say, no, I want my old shmatas. I like my old shmatas. I don't like, isn't that human nature? It's human nature. A person likes his own things. It's a very b'chiddush. This pasuk is a very b'chiddush. Do not have rachmanis. How can you tell a person? How can you tell this to a person? Person, you live, let's say you're ichveis, you live somewhere and you use certain types of utensils, certain types of things, and now you come to a new place, this is old garbage, it's outdated, let's get rid of it, I'll give you something new and fresh. No! This is what I'm used to. This is sentimental to me. This, I have memories. I use this by my son's bar mitzvah, by this and by that. Bar the bris, you tell, forget about it. Just take all the shmatas you have. I don't want to hear any stories, sentimental value. Throw it in the garbage. Give it away. I'm buying you new everything, new clothing, new utensils, a new car, a new everything. Do not have rachmanis l'chlechem kuytuv eretz kol eretz ram l'chem. Maybe he's right. Maybe Yosef has got a good point. Maybe in life we put too much value on things. Okay, some people, they can never throw anything in the garbage. They can never get rid of anything. Everything is...
Talk about me.
Okay, you can't get rid of it. You're just like, you have a closet full of junk. Get rid of it. You're never going to use it again. No, this is my bar mitzvah suit. I wore this suit at my bar mitzvah. How could I just throw it out? I wore these shoes at my bar mitzvah. Excuse me, you don't fit in these shoes. No one would even wear these shoes because they're so out of style and they're so out of date and they're broken or whatever. Throw it in the garbage. No, I can't. Who's right, who's wrong? Who's to say? I don't know. Who's to say? You can't tell a person what to do. Yosef here is telling them, "V'einichem al tochis al kalechem ki tov kol eretz Yisrael lechem hu." Very interesting to delve into this idea of getting rid of old stuff. There is no Rashi on this pasuk. A targum here says what? Targum umtulis. Targum says, "V'einchon your eyes lo yisuchus al monechon. Your eye have no compassion on your utensils." Are they because tav, the best? Call out of the Mitzrayim, the Lechayim, I'm giving you the best. You're going to have the best stuff. I'm going to buy you new Kalim. We have an Amazon here in Egypt also. Okay. Next pasuk. Lechulam to all of them. Vayasuchem Neshol. Okay, so they did so. Whatever he told them, do they did. Vayitin Lechem Yosef Agolos. They gave him wagons. He gave him wagons. Al Piparo. So here are the wagons that were given Al Piparo. Vayitein lohem tseido la'adorech, and he gave them tseido, provisions. This was the invention right here of the airplane meals. this is where it was invented. This is it. This is where it comes from. They gave him those airplane meals that come in those little, these meal marred chleis, I don't know those
maybe they couldn't carry too much luggage. They were limited to 50 kilos, and they couldn't take too much junk. They said, leave it.
Exactly, but why not? So send some more wagons. Send some more wagons. Yosef was the viceroy. He says, so send another plane. Big deal. Send another plane. Another cargo ship. Why? No, that's not what it says. He says, Kituf Kaleritz Mishram. Get rid of it, he said. Echvesnish. Fighter. He gave them Tzeda Ladorech. This is it. Airplane meals. Okay? These little packages, double wrap. Come heated. Okay, here it comes. This is it. Say that they were probably bagels also. The Hechsher of the Rabbonut. The food on El Al, by the way, you should know, is kosher. And why people like me have a mishagas of, oh, I'm ordering kosher food, is totally crazy. The food that they serve on the airplane on El Al, as far as I know, is probably more kosher than most things we eat over here when you go to a wedding. You go to a simcha over here, or even in your own house.
I think Myanmar owns the caterer.
Out of the airplane itself.
Yeah, except the only time you get all our food is when you leave Ben Gurion. But when you leave America, you get Myanmar food.
So
two brands, I think Drivers and someone else.
So
they
don't
invoke.
So the food on the plane is totally, totally kosher. So why then do people? What?
Why? Because they want to be able to buy the onion right under your nose, or open a herring or sardine.
What?
What?
You get special kosher food, or you use the airline food? When you go El Al.
El Al is kosher.
Oh yes. So how come if you go El Al, go El Al? Everyone in El Al is all the Haredim are all ordering. I don't know.
No, all the Kalanians are bringing those sandwiches. They bring a bag.
What are you talking about? Talking about someone like me, in my circles. Okay, in my little world, my little circle. Everyone like me, you go at El Al, you book your tickets, so you check off kosher meal. Chlesnish. And then they come around, oh, this is for you. And the guy next to me, Achiloni, he's eating a nice, nice meal. And I'm eating this little crazy package in tinfoil, chves, whatever it is. Why am I doing that? The food that the chiloni is eating, I'm crazy.
You don't trust
them. Why don't I trust? I just do what everyone else does. Why do I do that? I don't know. It's really crazy. From what I learned and discovered, the food that the chiloni is eating is probably even more kosher than what I'm eating. What's the difference? So why are all the people like me in Meshugayim, oh, no, this is not good enough. It's not good enough. Why is it not good enough? It's just as good. You go to a wedding, you know what goes on here by the weddings? You go to a wedding over here, you know what goes on by the weddings? You know how kosher the food is by the weddings over here? All right, not nice of me to talk like this, because I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, you have to make an investigation. So he gave them again Tzeda Ladorech. What does Rashi say? Rashi on this pasuk says again Tzeda Ladorech. There is no Rashi. What does the Targum say? They did so to Bnei Yisrael. V'yahav l'chayim Yosef. Now what does Vayasu Chayim? What does it mean Vayad Bnei Yisrael? What does that mean? They did so. What does it mean they did so? They didn't have Rachmanis on their Kalim? But they didn't leave yet. They're still here in Egypt. What do you mean? Vayasu lo chen. What exactly does it mean? What did they do? There was nothing for them to do yet. What is the pshuta shel mikra of this pasuk? You see, this is something where the pshuta shel mikra may would come in handy. You see, what does this mean? Vayasu chen bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? They did. What did they do? They're still here in Egypt. They didn't go home yet to do anything. We have a whole list of psukim still to go. This is why you need a sefer like Pshuto Shel Mikra that will go decipher for you all the mefarshim what it says, and it'll give you the simple pshat. No?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this means. V'yasuchem b'nei Yisrael, what does the Talmud say? V'avaduchem b'nei Yisrael, doesn't explain. The Havloch and Yosef, he gave them Eglon wagons, al Memar de Paro, Paro's instructions. The Havloch and Zivodin Leorcha, Zivodin, provisions. The next time you go on El Al, you say to the students, I want my Zivodin. I want, they'll look at you like, what is that? What kind of word is that? I want my Zivodin. Go look in the Targum on Tzedol HaDerech. That's what I want. All right, now we go to the next pasuk. L'chulam, to all of them, Nosan, he gave Ish, Lo'ish, Chalifais, Simalais, a change of clothing. One change of clothing. Well, why? Why did he give a change of clothing? What is that? What is that? What is that? They didn't come with change of clothing. They came down to Egypt. Well, they only came with one shirt, one pair of pants. They only had one gartel. L'chor, they came with a suitcase, and they had sufficient clothing for their visit. You go to a hotel. You don't take with you. You take with you whatever you need. What do you mean? They gave a leash, chalifa, simolais, chvesnesh. Cash is king. You see, the gift, think about it. What did they bring Yosef? They brought botnis, ushkedim, nechois, veloit. When they went to visit Yosef, they gave him all this stuff that no one's interested in. Wax and spices. Who can, you want this stuff? You want to give someone a gift? You give them money. Yosef gives them cash. Look at the chilek. The brothers give Yosef this exotic stuff. Doesn't even say what he did with it. And what did Yosef give him back? Yosef gave, oh, my brother is here. Here's some money. Cash. Here you learn, cash is king. Two different presents. Father's Day. You buy your father a tie. Your father doesn't want your tie. He doesn't, he'll never wear it, like, I know, there's someone I know, he has this mishagas, he gives me a tie. He gives me every couple of months. The guy is really crazy. He's not a normal guy. And he has a lot of money. It's not even his money, it's someone else's money. And he calls the rabbi, I don't even want to call the rabbi, I want to give you a present. Yeah, oh no, what do you want from me now? And he gives me a tie. He gives me the strangest ties you've ever seen. I can't even begin to tell you what kind of ties he gives me. Okay, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing this tie. So I say, oh, thank you so much. And then his son tells me that the father gave me, Mamish has tainus on me, why he never saw me wearing the tie that he bought me. He has such crazy stories. You don't hear these stories elsewhere. Crazy stories like this. So Yosef, they give the brothers give Yosef botnis, ushkedim, nechois, veloit, ma'atzri. What is it? What are they giving him? They're giving him all these funny little things. Look, when Yosef, you give him money, cash, and you give him some nice clothing. The chamesh chalifa is simlos. Five change of clothing. Yosef had a very different hasogus of what you give as a gift. Rashi on this pasuk says, there's no Rashi, could it be? There's not much no Rashi. I noticed that in this week's parasha, there's not so much Rashi. This week's parasha probably has half the Rashis of last week's parasha. Last week was massive. It was a very big parasha last week, and a lot of Rashis. This week, there aren't so many Rashis. Rashi is very mekatzer this week. It's very interesting. Why is this week there's so much less Rashis? I don't know. L'chulon in the Targum it says, Yahav l'gvar it's te lavan, a garment, delavush. It's no. So what does the word it's the lavan mean? It means it means a chalifos. Here we're gonna have to look in the sefer delavusha ulevin yamin. Yahav gave telas mea silin 300 coins. Dichsaf of silver. So notice the Targum is adding a word. It says in the pasuk kesef, and he adds into the pasuk silin, a sela dichsaf, v'chamesh itzil lavon, change of the levushin of clothing. Now this word is suspicious in my eyes. the word of it's the levan. So in order to gain some clarity, we have to open up the book, the Parshas Ayigash, Ayigash Elav Yehuda, and we have to turn to the Pasuk 22, Perek 45, Pasuk 22, 45, 22, and lo and behold, I see an entry in the Ma'atzari. It's the Lovon, Rashi, Perish, it's the list Talis. Uviyoima Perish Rashi Levushkimin Choluk, a garment, alright. Aval Betoisvis, Rosh, the Targum Yonison, Kosush, it's the list Eno Kisoinis, Vacholuk, Perish Rashi, Elohu Kisadin, Lis Atev Ba. It's like, it's just a sheet. It's a sheet to envelop yourself.
A wrapper.
Venirishu Begit Choshuv, Kidamashma Beinin Ochon, Uv Shimshain. The Namon, Shatugim Biyarism Nuzil, it's the Levon, and it's the Levon. Okay, so first of all, we have here a problem, because I always thought the word Chalifois means to change, a change of clothing, similar. So over here, I have been, look, I'm not the only one, because look what it says in the English translation. He gave a change of clothing, Chalifois. Chalifois means to exchange. Zeh chalifasi, zeh tumurasi. This is an exchange for this. Instead of me, let the chicken go lemisa. Let the money go litzdak. It's an exchange. So it says leish chalifois simulos. The word chalifa is not a noun. It's not a noun. The noun is the simulos, is the garment. Is a garment. And the word chalifois means a change of clothing. There is no Rashi on this pasuk. Okay, maybe there'll be another Rashi coming up forward, but on this pasuk, so Rashi is not telling us what the word Khalifa means. Targum says it means in its de lavon de levusha. The word simolois is just a it's like two words that go together. It means a certain type of garment. There's a garment called a Khalifa. Go into the store, and what would you like? You want shorts? You want a shirt? You want a tie? You want a hat? No, I want a khalifa. Oh, a khalifa. Oh, come to the back. This section, that's where we have the khalifa. It is a certain type of garment. What kind of garment is it? So, I'm going back to what it says over here. Rashi, not here, but Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin. You know, by the way, someone just published a very good sefer. I saw this online. It's basically a dictionary. It's a dictionary on basically everything that Rashi ever defined in all of Rashi's writings. Can you imagine what a piece of work this is? How much work this is? Someone put out a very impressive, I wonder how many volumes it is. I saw it online on Sephardim Chatter. SephardimChatter.com. I go there every so often. It's really a Twitter feed. It's a Twitter feed, Sephardim Chatter, and it has all of the new Svarim that come out. Not all the new, but the person has a hobby. He's a young guy, he's in law school now, and he has a hobby. He's very into new Sefarim, and he posts all of the new Sefarim, not all, but whatever he's aware of, that comes out. And this is a very intriguing Sefer. It's a new, someone put out a dictionary, a Rashi dictionary. Wherever Rashi, anywhere, B'chol HaTorah Kula, in the Talmud, it's a massive piece of work to do something like this. It's a life work to go do something like this. A dictionary, any word, I guess even Aramaic, and when Rashi defines something, he extracted it, put it in alphabetical order, and you can go look up all of these words. I'm assuming it includes Hebrew and Aramaic. It's very impressive. No, only Rashi. It's only Rashi. A Rashi dictionary.
And it would have all the French words also.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I have to go look a bit. Look, if you want to go look now, it's called Svarim Chatter. SvarimChatter.com. This was put out. You have to scroll down a little bit. You got to scroll down. I don't remember. It's probably like a couple of weeks ago. So it's probably, you got to scroll until you'll find it.
What?
Very, very fascinating. So here, over here in this Sefer Ma'atzari, he does something like that every once in a while, where he says over the word, it's the Levon. Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, and Rashi in Masechta Bechoros, translates the word perush itzdalis a talis. So a talis means what we call a talis. He bought him a new talis. Okay? He bought him, also the word talis, itzdalis. There are two letters over here, tzadi and a tes. Now it's reversed though. It's in reverse order, itzdalis. Then he writes, uvi yoyma, in mesecht yoyma perush Rashi, levush k'min choluk. What is a choluk? A choluk is an outer garment. Right? Is that what a choluk is? What's a choluk man?
Mm-hmm.
Or the inner garment?
Sure.
So the outside. So it means on the outside, like basically what the Muslims wear today. The Muslims wear like a tunic, which goes over their entire, like a straight garment, with nothing fancy. It just goes over their whole body. So either we have over here, it means a talis, which I'm assuming it means a four-cornered garment, which you wrap around like a talis, what we do. Or it means a choluk, a fitted tunic that goes over your body. And then he writes, Avol betoisis rosh, v'targom yoinason, kasush, it's the list, I'm not sure, v'tof vav yud, I'm not sure I know what that word means. I think it means, I don't know what that word is. Tois rosh, and someone else, kasu, she it's the list, eina kersenes, v'choluk, it's not, oh, there is the kutoines. So I know, I think the choluk means the undergarment. I think the word choluk means the under, the kesoines. Kesoines bad yilvashu michneseva, kesoines bad yilvashu michneseva. I don't know, maybe you're right, I don't know. It's not this. Elhu kisadin, it is sadin, I think it's silk. It's a sheet. Lis'atev ba, which you completely wrap yourself in. Venirishu kebeg beget choshu, kemashu, it's beget choshu. So it turns out over here that we basically have three translations, or really four. Four translations for the word chalifos. If you weren't alone like me, like what I've been taught, and the way I, in my mind, when I hear this word, it's probably too late for me at this point in my life, I will never get out of my head forever. The word chalifos similos means a change of clothing. Mayor, is that how you learned these words, when they taught you? A chalifos similos? No? When I read these words, I only think of one thing. A change, a fresh change of clothing. The word similos is clothing. And what does it mean? It means, I don't know, whatever they wore. What were they wearing? Whatever their mode of dress was. They wore tuxedos, got a new tuxedo. They wore frocks, they got a new frock. They wore a short jacket, and pants, like us. They got it, that's what they got. They wore a bekesha, like a chosid. Whatever they wore, they got fresh new clothing. And the word chalifos means a change of clothing. That's what I've been taught. That's how I think about it. And that's exactly what it says here in the English translation online, which I told you many times, this translation doesn't mean very much. To us, it's a nice translation, and I couldn't do better, not in a million years. And gesundheit, this is what it says here, change of clothing. However, Rashi doesn't say anything. The Targum says the word itzdilavon. The word itzdilavon is found in Rashi, in Shas, in a few places, and it is explained with the word chalifa, and the result is the word itzdilavon appears to mean one of three things. Either a talis, which I'm not even sure what we can even define what that word means. We could look at a talis, a four-cornered garment that we wear when we pray. Maybe it means more, there's something more to it. I don't know. And then there's something called a chaluk, or a kisoines, some type of tunic, which would be the ancient mode of dress, which the Arabs today, that's how they dress, though the ones that are still wear their ancient clothing, they wear this tunic. And then the third interpretation is that the word itzdilavon means a sadin. Sadin is not a talis. Sadin appears to be something more elaborate. It's not fitted to your garment, to your body. It's not fitted. It's a big sheet, and you wrap yourself in the entire sheet, and it's very expensive. It's made from very expensive material, and it's considered to be davar choshuv. And this is what Yosef gave to the brothers. He gave them each chalifos similos. So the word chalifa and similos are to be translated together. a chosh of a garment. It's an expression. And Binyamin got five of them. He got five of them. Okay, so this was kedai to learn this tonight. This is interesting. This is something new. Okay, let's move ahead to the next pasuk. Let's move ahead over here. Clear some of this garbage over here, on this table over here. Okay. All right, now we go to the next pasuk. Ula Aviv. Yaakov now sends, Yosef is now sending a gift to his father. Ula Aviv Shalach Kazois, the following. Asara Chamoirim. Noisim, five donkeys that are noisim that are carrying. Mituv Mitzrayim. Notice the word Mituv Mitzrayim appears again, again, and again. Everyone likes this word. Yosef sends the Tuv. He tells his brothers, don't have Rachmanis on Yishmatis. Ki Tuv Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Go back to Paro. V'atatsuviz, take lechem wagons. Okay, go then go back further. He says, "Kuchuas avichem avizam voilai venolchem es tuv eretz Mitzrayim." Okay, so we have over here a lot of tuv. We have Paro says, "I'm going to give you from the tuv eretz Mitzrayim," and Yosef says to his brothers, "Don't have rachmanis on your kelim. I'm going to give you ki tuv kol eretz Mitzrayim." And then, when he sends his father, Nochman, send Mituv Mitzrayim. Okay, so the word Tuv appears three times already. Mituv Mitzrayim. Ten donkeys. Ten donkeys carry the Tuv Mitzrayim. The Eser Asoinois. What is an Osoin? An Osoin is a female donkey. Right? There is a Chamor. And then there is an osoin. Chamor is a male, is that correct? May, are you familiar with this terminology? I'm not going to unleash a mare and tell us exactly what the word osoin is. Okay, all I know was there was a Rosh Shiva from Eretz Yisrael, and he thought he knew English, and he didn't know English. And he was translating Pesukim, and he was dwelling upon the word osoin. And it did not go off well. Use your imagination. Ten asai nois bar, carrying bar is grain, volechem, bread, umozoin food l'aviv ladach. How could he send bread? Pas akum. Who made the bread? This was Egyptian Arnold's bread. This was.
The conveyors came later. Stop it.
Bread, mozoin, who gave the heksher? The Rabbanot, who gave the heksher in Egypt?
They didn't need heksher, there was four mountain bearers, nothing.
Alright, there was bor, there was lechem, there was mozoin, la'aviv, la'adorech, for the road to come back down. Okay, let's see Rash. And what about the brothers? What about the brothers? Well, the brothers don't need grain, they don't need bread, they don't need mozoin, he only sent for his father. You, my brothers, you go fend for yourself. You go into the shop, go into some shop, someone, go buy yourself some bread. Only for his father did he send bor, lechem, umozoin, li'aviv, ladorech. Rashi. We're up to li'aviv, shalach, kezois. Kacheshban hazeh, maha cheshban, 10 donkeys. Okay, carrying mituv mitzrayim. Motzin betalmud shalach lo yayin yoshon. Yayin yoshon, tzayin nesach. If a guy touches the wine, over here we're violating every single law of kashrus. Yayin that was touched by a guy. And we're dealing over here with bread as pas akum. And the food has no heksher. And he's sending all this to his father, Amam Shapela. Okay, so it seems Amam Shapela Yayin Yoshan. Shadaz, Zekenim Doicha, Himenu, they have pleasure from it. Why? What's the pshat? I never understood this. What do you mean? Only Zekanim have pleasure from old wine and young people do not? It's an acquired taste. Either you have acquired the taste or if not. If you're a master, a connoisseur, you'll appreciate old wine when you're 20 years old. And if by the time you're 90 years old, you have not taken up the art of appreciating wine, you'll never appreciate it. Someone who's 90 years old, who never spent the time appreciating quality wine will not appreciate quality wine when he's 90 years old. And a person who has taken the time and effort to invest in learning how to appreciate a quality wine will appreciate it when you're young. So what then does this mean? Yayin Yashan, who appreciates Yayin Yashan? Shedas Zikenim Noicho Himenu. I don't know what it means. This is a question that bothers me. I don't know. Umedesh Agada Grisin Shalpol. In the Medesh Agada, send them beans. That's the best you can do for your father. You can send them some beans. Go into the supermarket. Buy Goya beans. Goya beans, they come in all different colors. There's beige. There's purple. There's black beans. There's red beans. You ever play around with beans? I once was into beans. I used to like beans. Until I learned that beans are really poisonous for people. I used to find it to be very, very satisfying to have a can of beans. Goya beans. And they sell in the supermarket all different colors. I don't know what they're called. And I've experimented. This years ago, I experimented. And I'll tell you the truth. To me, they all taste exactly the same. I cannot tell the difference between them. They're all the same to me. Some of them are bigger. Some are smaller. And they come in different colors. And they have a whole section of the supermarket. All different types of beans. They all taste the same to me. Okay, that's a side point. Grisen Shalpol. Grisen Shalpol. What does it mean in English? Grisen Shalpol. Split beans. Okay, split beans. What? What is Yaakov Avinu? He's, how old is he? 133 years old? 123 years old. What does a man 123 years old need split beans? My high.
Beans.
What?
What does he need beans for?
Yeah, so I mean, what does he need beans for? Grisen Shalpol. Unless you want to say, I don't know, Grisen Shalpol. He said, what is it?
It's a code word.
Oh, right. So, what are the tactics? What are the cohorts? What was you trying over here? What was the message? What old wine? Shadas chacham noicha himenu, and wait. So, it says mituv mitzrayim. What's the tuv mitzrayim? So Nachum Rashi says ulav shalach kazois. One more time. He says mituv matzimu betalmud shalach layayin yoshin shadas zegin himenu umidush agoda. Grisen Shalpol, I don't know. Bar v'lechem ki targuma. We have to read the targum in a moment. Umazain, what's mazain? Lifton. What's lifton? What is lifton? English, I don't even know what lifton is. Relish, never really paid attention. It means umazain. Well, I can't see, the thing is blocking me on the screen. Doesn't say umazain means things. Okay, it says okay. Umazain means things are eaten. It means lifton. Something that's eaten together with bread. What? So what did he send? What did he send? Peanut butter? Turkey roll? Tuna fish? Something that is eaten together with bread. There are a lot of things that you eat together with bread. A lot. A lot of things. Tuna fish, egg salad, peanut butter. Just how about butter alone? How about chlesh? There's all different types of things. It is very, very, very disturbing. We're not getting clarity over here. What's going on? The Tuv Mitzrayim, Yayin Yoshan, Grisen Shalpol, Bor V'lechem. We have to do the Targum with Mazon Lifton. Let's see the Targum. Targum says, Ulavu Shalach Kedo, as follows, Arsa Chamorin, 10 donkeys. To eat that were loaded with mituvo de mitzrayim, kevasar esnon, 10 female donkeys, to inon ibur, so what is ibur? Bor. Bor he translates as ibur. What does that mean? English? Ibur, 10 donkeys loaded with grain. Grain, okay, it says grain. Okay, let's go back and provisions. Ibor means grain, I guess. Ibor. Why is it in bold? I'm not sure. Ibor is grain. Grain. Ulechem is bread. Uzevadin. Uzevadin. Ah, look at this. This is very interesting. What's Uzevadin? Tzeda, provisions. Tzeda. So the word mazoin, he translates, uzavadin means not like Rashi. He's coming here to disagree. Rashi disagrees with Unkelus. Rashi translates the word mazoin to mean things that are eaten together with bread. Targum doesn't say, Targum says that the word tzeda, mazoin, is the same as tzeda. He translates this word the same way he translates the word tzeda. A typical Targum, as we always say in the Shir, Targum is coming to simplify a simple language. Hebrew language is from the smallest languages in the world, and Targum makes it even simpler by taking multiple words which are different and translating them exactly the same to even make the language even smaller. Because he translated the word tzeda as uzevodin, and here again he's translating the word mozoin as uzevodin, lavui lo'orcha. Okay, let me just give a quick peek to conclude in the Ma'atzari on this pasuk. Maybe he says something interesting. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Kidein, okay, kezois, that would inin, tunin. Then he says, ulechem lechem mamish, v'loi nefarish lechem shebekro loshon mozoin. Lechem is bread. Uzavadin tikim kilu loshnaka tzeda. A tzeda, say that we said before. Kamasha mazo bel rabbis doshay nechlam bar lechem. Okay, tzeda. He quotes it, Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya translates the word tzeda to mean mazoin, to mean, Rabbeinu Bachya says, Rabbeinu Bachya, Mashavash, mazoin, to enim figs and raisins, vitzimoikim, utmar and dates. V'nir sh'tasun g'lishan sh'ashamach l'aderech musun al mazoin. The word, k'lam ha'shu mazun l'aderech, tse l'aderech. Ah, shemuchan lechel b'li tikun v'haynu tzeda. Wow, so he's saying over here a very nice chiddush. He's saying something very important over here. He's saying over here, this is what he says. Is the word umazoin an independent word? Or is the word mazoin meant to be connected to the word derech? If you know the word mazoin and the word derech go together, so it's basically tzeda l'derech. And tzeda l'derech means food that does not need preparation. But if you want to know the word is mazoin means, no, it's an independent word. So then it means other things. It means foods that you eat together with bread. Peanut butter, egg salad, tuna fish, things that you eat together with bread. It's not connected to the word laderech. The fact that the Targum said the word umazon means zivadin indicates that the Targum holds that the word mazoin is meant to be connected to the word derech. Umazoin laderech. Okay, we just put the word oven in the middle because that's the style of writing. Oh, mazon laderech. That's the equivalent of tzeda laderech. And tzeda laderech, we translate above to mean uzevodin. But other Rishonim, including Rashi, disagree, and they learn the word bor v'lechem umazoin. Mazoin is a stand-alone word. It's not meant to be connected to nothing. The male, it means other types of foods, figs, dates, other types of provisions, stand-alone word. And then laderech for the road means, it means the other things that he's going to use to prepare for the journey. All right, Baruch Hashem, we learned a little bit tonight. Thank you very much for coming. We learned Chalifois Simolois. That was the highlight over here. And we learned some other interesting things in the Targum. Have a wonderful evening.
The fashion show.
What? Fashion show.
The fashion show.
Doesn't say for the women, only for the men.
Yosef wouldn't get them simple
clothes. Yosef was in the fashion.
Right?
Yosef was in the Salsal Basarai.
Right. He sent shirt and cloaks. You know?
He was into fashion. That's right.
In the opposing colors.
Good menswear. Stylish menswear. He dressed up his brother. His brother is...
What was the difference between menswear and women's wear?
Women, they dress very fancy.
No, I think the only difference was... A woman wore a shawl or something. Maybe a man also wore a shawl.
Christus, who knows? Who knows?
There was no difference.
No, there was no difference? Yeah.
Rabbi, maybe Joseph wanted to dress with him will come back to Egypt, they should fit into the society.
Could be. He told
they
them
should be dressed like
the Egyptians. A Renaissance man. They should dress like a they should put on a nice cowboy hat.
That's why he didn't want us to bring along any of their old garbage.
Could be. I'm sure Yaakov was not happy. Because Chazal said Yaakov. Could be. But one of the messiahs is Shaloi Shinu Es Malbusham. The Jews did not change their clothing. The entire stain in Egypt, they did not change their clothing. Loshinu Es Lashoinam, their language, their names, and they did not change Malbusham. So over here, when Yosef gave them new clothing,
didn't have to. It was the Mitzvah who changed it. The Mitzvah changed their clothing.
Okay, I don't
believe. Obviously, in the beginning, everybody wore tzviyah clothes, right? You wore something that covered your whole body.
Yeah, but there's still style.
They started wearing short pants, and
There's still style. Different types of clothing, different cultures. Who knows? So when it says he gave them new clothing, a blazer suggesting maybe he was telling them, dress like Egyptians.
All right.
Don't stand out here. Put yourself in sakana.
Yeah, but they came back, but they didn't dress. So they remained like they were. But Joseph's intention was dress up.
Either you should dress up nice, or maybe dress like the Egyptians dress, sakana. Yeah. Don't stand out. Camouflage yourself into society.
Yeah,
who knows? It's interesting. What exactly was he trying to do for them by giving them new clothing? I don't know. I'm sure a lot of the Mefarshim that talk about this. What exactly? Different ideas. No one really knows for sure. Different ideas.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. and Ms. Glatter, thank you very much for coming. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, Hashif.
Good night.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Good night, Mr. and Ms. Glatter. Good night. Take care. I'm going to sign off. Thanks for coming.